The sockeye start to return to Redoubt Lake around July 4th. Subsistence dip netters get their shot at the silvery torpedoes in the lake's outlet stream. About a month later, the sockeye are entering Redoubt's inlet stream, Redoubt Creek, which is now under 20 feet of mud, rock, and timber.
It's not really a waterfall. It's a low enough gradient that they should be able to get up that. I mean, it's really not a lot different than the outlet falls to the lake to go into salt water.
Perry Edwards is an ecosystem biologist for the Sitka Ranger District.
So there's a short area where they'll have to really motor to get up through there, but the fisheries biologist was confident that sockeye should easily be able to ascend that and get up into that upper lake area and then the stream. And some of them may actually spawn in that new lake that's been created up there.
New lake? Mother Nature did more than scare the living daylights out of us when she chased Kevin Knox, Maggie Gallen, and their dog Luna down the lakeshore on May 12th. She also built a dam. During interviews following the episode, Knox reported that the stream was starting to carve a new channel through the debris field, but the stream was also slowly backing up. Perry Edwards says there's now a 55-acre lake formed between the walls of the gorge. In some places, it's 35 feet deep. Over 5 miles of the creek upstream of the lake remain unaffected. Edwards has no idea if the new lake is permanent.
Only time is going to tell. There was a lot of material that came down that slide, a lot of old-growth trees that were 3-foot diameter and are full lengths of trees that are crisscrossing in there like pixie sticks. So it's going to really take some energy between that and some boulders that, my understanding, were the size of Volkswagens came down through there. That it may be there for the long haul. Or large flows may come through and carve itself down through that. We're really not going to know until time goes by.
The good news for fishermen is that the slide occurred at about the time sockeye salmon fry leave the stream gravels and move into the lake. The warming temperatures and snowmelt, which likely triggered the slide, also contributed to transporting salmon. The fry don't swim downstream, they drift, and Edwards and his team think any fry that weren't already in the lake probably made it safely over the new dam. The Forest Service spends around $100,000 per year on the lake fertilization program at Redoubt, pouring roughly 10 tons of fertilizer, mostly nitrogen, into the lake to stimulate the growth of phytoplankton, which feed the organisms which in turn feed sockeye. The agency then monitors the return at a weir at the falls. Last year, around 46,000 sockeye escaped fishermen's nets and bears' jaws and made it into the lake. Edwards says all the debris being held in the dam and in the new lake is that much more fertilizer.
It's going to be really interesting with that nearly mile of stream that's backed up and is filled up with so much water. All those trees that are in there, you know, are drowning as we speak. So what's going to happen with that? If that lake pops and goes down, we're probably going to have a lot of dead trees back there. Is that bad? Not necessarily. There's going to be a lot of nitrogen from those needles and the large wood as those trees start to fall down, which, you know, is going to probably start in the first few years with smaller ones and maybe 15, 20, 30 or more years with the larger ones that could create, to help create pool habitat and spawning habitat for those very salmon.
Both sockeye and coho rear in lakes. Juvenile sockeye, however, remain in their lakes for a couple of years before heading into the ocean. Little Redoubt Lake, or whatever it ends up being called, might be a boon to the fish and to the fishermen.
This upper lake, if it stays there, it could become very good rearing habitat for sockeye.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.